This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The confetti is flying in New York City as a parade to honor the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team's World Cup win is underway. This man, who is among the 2 million people lining the parade route in Lower Manhattan, says,
"The costumes, the patriotism, it's incredible."
Along the parade route, New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo just signed a bill to mandate equal pay for men and women soccer players when they play in New York. A New York federal judge is blocking the Department of Justice's actions to change the entire legal team in the citizenship census question case. The judge saying the DOJ failed to provide a reason for changing all the lawyers. The Supreme Court blocking putting that citizenship question on next year's census survey, questioning the reason the government provided. And this is USA Radio News.
This message is brought to you by Woot.com, an Amazon company. Holy crap! Woot.com is turning 15? That's right, the site that brings you ridiculously good deals on stuff you need and stuff you didn't know you needed is celebrating their 15th birthday with a week of amazing deals and shenanigans. Woot.com, that's W-O-O-T.com, offers deep discounts on electronics, computers, home, tools, sporting goods, and even unique made-to-order t-shirts. Ken Stewart, CEO.
In honor of our 15th birthday, Woot is offering deals the entire week. But the big celebration is on Friday, July 12th with an epic 15-hour Woot off with deals every 30 minutes plus 15,000 of our famous bags of crap that offer a random collection of stuff for just $10.
And Wooters with Amazon Prime get free shipping by connecting their Amazon account to their Woot account. Visit Woot.com, that's W-O-O-T.com, or download the Woot app for your best chance to score the best deals ever.
Federal immigration officials say there was a noticeable drop in the number of people detained at the southern border last month. Ken Cuccinelli is acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, and he says it's too early to start celebrating that.
It reached certainly epic proportions. Some of that has eased in June. The numbers dropped down to about 104,000.
He was speaking to Fox and Friends. There are still tens of thousands of migrants and asylum seekers being held at facilities all along the border. Oil companies are evacuating workers from deepwater platforms in the Gulf of Mexico ahead of a possible tropical storm that could form by the end of this week. A depression is expected to form by the end of today. BP, Chevron, Royal Dutch Shell, and others pulling non-essential staff from 15 platforms and also cutting production. And those living between Louisiana and Florida are on alert. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
California has become the first state in the nation to provide public health care to young illegal immigrants. The Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signing the bill into law yesterday that will make illegals age 25 and younger eligible for the state's Medicaid program. State officials expect the plan to cover about 90,000 people at a cost of $98,000. It will apply only to people with incomes low enough to qualify for Medicaid. California law already provides health care to children 18 and younger, regardless of their immigration status. Twitter is updating its hateful conduct rules to include dehumanizing speech against religious groups. The social media company is saying yesterday it will remove tweets that target specific religious groups, saying also any previous tweets with offensive language will also be removed, but it wouldn't cause the user's account to be suspended. The rule change coming at a time of rising violence against religious minorities all around the world. Some organizations believe many attacks are inspired, or at least in part inspired, by hate speech that appears on social media. And Ford Motor company now recalling about 58,000 Focus vehicles in North America because of a software update that was part of an earlier recall that was not completed. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hey, are you like me? I mean, you've been fed up about hearing about all this healthcare stuff. I mean, it has been a disaster ever since Obamacare came into play. You know, all the promises that were made, nothing followed up on. And, you know, the Democrats want to act like, you know, they're above it all. They're the ones that created the mess. But they don't want to be bothered with cleaning up anything. All they want to do is complain that, because in political terms, the Republicans picked it up and they fell short by one vote, of all people, from John McCain. To, you know, get it down the road, to move the ball forward to where we could actually do something and legislate a solution, if that's even possible. I know I say that, and I feel like I'm trying to force a round peg in the square hole. And our next guest might agree with us, Sean Flynn. He's a healthcare expert, author of Economics for Dummies. He's got a new book coming out, That Cure That Works, How to Have the World's Best Healthcare at a Quarter of the Price. He's also a former California congressional candidate. Sean, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, it's so great to be here, Bill. This is such an important topic.
Well, it really is. And I mean, it seems like this wants to be bannered about, like everything that comes out of D.C., everything's political. It's like, okay, how about a cure for the cure here? You know, let's get about the people's business. You've strung them out long enough. They've been paying, you know, premiums that are above and beyond. They've been paying for prescription drugs above and beyond. We've known this was happening, but it just seems to be, you know, just more locked down in the political mire and muck as opposed to finding some sort of solution.
Well, that's absolutely right. But, you know, one of the points of my book is that both parties should be getting behind best practice here. And there are ways to actually solve these problems that already exist. Like, you know, we can talk about Whole Foods Market's insurance system, state of Indiana's Medicaid expansion. You know, we know these reforms work great even for people of lower incomes. They work for everyone. We can literally do what my book says and deliver the world's best healthcare for 75% less. And all it takes is just both creating what actually amounts to a real safety net, which we don't have now, mm-hmm. while simultaneously putting enough market pressures in and competition to sort of keep all the providers and big pharma, everyone else honest.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, we've created a system that has rewarded a few number of people, especially when we talk about prescription drugs. We've had many experts on talk about the middlemen, how they have been taking money that Big Pharma has intended to be passed down to the patient, but it's not. It is stopped and captured there in the marketing departments, and you've got these fat cats that keep getting fatter at the expense of the people, and meanwhile, the people need the drug, and they've got to pay, you know, the exorbitant fees for these prescription drugs.
Well, that's absolutely right. And, you know, we have an opaque system. You know, what facilitates that is there's not price tags on anything. If you have any sort of insurance, like I'm fortunate to have Blue Cross Blue Shield through my mm-hmm. college, you get a bill 3 months after the fact, right? There's no ability to comparison shop. You know, this judge the other day struck down the Trump administration's attempt to force TV commercials for drugs to always include the price of the drug, so people mm-hmm. be aware of that.
Right.
But it's behind the scenes there that this allows everything in darkness for all the shenanigans to go on and all the corruption. And I'm glad you've been pointing out that safe harbor position thing for the pharmaceutical companies, because they're not even subject to antitrust laws. So they exactly. can really get away with murder.
Which is kind of ironic, I mean, because they're in so many other businesses and that sort of thing where the government has come in and regulated, you know, that this is forbidden, but yet Big Pharma being the big entity that they are, and, oh, yes, that's right, they are donors, don't they? They and I'm not talking about organs, I'm talking about dollars that they donate to politicians. So their interests are protected. Right.
Well, it's not just that they're donors, and I know you know these numbers, but let me just say it for the audience, and everyone should know about a great website called opensecrets.org, which mm-hmm. lists every campaign donation to anybody in the federal government you can search. If you structure it so you look at the data by looking at the industry donations, of the top 20 industries making donations in Washington, number one and number two are medical related. Number one's pharmaceuticals, but it's five of the top 20. Like, the pharmaceuticals do way more than the defense industry. They do way more than Wall Street. It's completely corrupted.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know it's a multi-billion dollar industry. Why would they not want to protect their interests? It's the old axiom, right? People do that which they get rewarded for. And, you know, the government, the bureaucracy has accommodated this and all done at the people's expense. This is why we don't have an answer, really. I mean, there's just, forget about the will. It's all these other externals that are, you know, kind of blocking the process, is it not?
Well, it is. And so one of so that is going to take a nasty political fight to get rid of that safe harbor provision from the antitrust. And, you know, I'm reluctant as you are to believe that we're going to be able to overcome the money, but we need to fight. But on the other hand, everything else I propose in my book is completely legal under current law. It's just that the insurance companies don't have an incentive to market it because it would lower their own profits 35%. So they just basically hide it from employers. They hide it from anyone who wants to buy insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could tell you about it, but would you like me to? Sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead and tell us about it. You don't have to kill me first, do you, or anything like that?
Okay, so what you need to do is you put people on an annual deductible. Why is that important? Well, because that way they're paying attention to prices. You also have to put price tags out there so they can comparison shop. We know in American healthcare already that for things like LASIK eye surgery, plastic surgery, anything that's elective and not covered by insurance, you can get the price in advance.
Mm-hmm.
You can comparison shop. And all those procedures like LASIK, you know, for the vision, their prices fall every year and the quality goes up. Completely the opposite of what happens in our insurance system where nobody can get the prices. So you need price tags. You need people to actually care about prices. So give them a little annual deductible. But then here's the magic. And Whole Foods figured this out first almost 20 years ago. Their unions love it. The employees love it. You give people what I call deductible security. You create a health savings account, and then the employer gifts the amount of the annual deductible into the person's account every year. So every year they get whatever the amount of the annual deductible is, say $2,000. It's gifted mm-hmm. to them.
Wow.
And then you
mm-hmm.
tell them, and here's where the capitalism comes in and the incentives and the behavioral economics. You tell them any money you don't spend this year rolls over in the account. It's yours to keep. We're going to give you an incentive to be a wise consumer. If you do that, you instantly have 35% reductions in healthcare spending because people will start buying generics instead of brand name drugs. You know, they shop around for the best deal. And then if you scale
and, oh, by the way, they might live more healthy lives, too, right? I mean, they're going to make different choices
yes.
when it comes to their health choices, right?
Oh yes. Yeah. People will go to the gym more often. They just mm-hmm. start thinking, hey, that's my money. If I stay healthy, I get to keep it. Absolutely.
Sure. Exactly. Yeah. Why buy another Twinkie when I can get more money at the end of the year?
Oh, that's absolutely right. And then with the deductible security, most people don't have catastrophic years. The money just piles up in their accounts, gives them a real sense of safety and, you know, living the American dream. It has all sorts of benefits. But the number one there is the safety. And, you know, the state of Indiana did this with a Medicaid system where people, it's called the Healthy Indiana Program. People can look it up.
Mm-hmm.
There's an $1,100 annual deductible. But if you don't have the money yourself, the state of Indiana, these are for lower income workers, will just fill it up for you so that you always have the amount of the annual deductible. You're always financially safe, but you're told any money you don't spend rolls over the next year. There's years to keep, and that massively just instantly decreases all the spending in the system and stops the prices from rising.
Wow, that's a great idea. I want to get into more detail of that and your other ideas that you've got. Now, is the book released or it's soon to come out, right? The Cure That Works?
It just came out. Thank you.
It just came out. Okay, good. Sean Flynn is with us. We're talking your health care, ladies and gentlemen. There are some smart ways right now in which you can save, so stay tuned. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, everyone. ProactiveMD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. ProactiveMD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece ProactiveMD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of Black Rifle Real Estate. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's our focus. It's what it's all about for us here at Bill Martinez Live, fresh and independent. We are at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Sean Flynn continues. He's the healthcare expert. Sean, what's so frustrating about this? I mean, we're talking 21st century America with all the brilliance and intelligence that we have here. I mean, we've got some true intelligence, especially when it comes to healthcare. I guess what's so frustrating for the everyday American is going, why are we continuing to boggle something that just should be, it should be a done deal? We should be beyond this. We got bigger things to take care of. But I guess the condition of our politics is such is that, we blame everything on politics today and the bureaucracy, and maybe rightfully so.
Well, I think so. And then in addition to that, as you know, politics has completely spilled over into the academy and the colleges and universities. And so the hardest time I have with an audience, like any Rotary Club audience, normal people, high school gym full of people will get what I'm saying. But if I go into a school of public health, the only two countries those people have been taught to look for alternatives and solutions in our healthcare system are Canada and England. Mm-hmm. All they can think is either it basically, their only alternative in their minds is to go full socialist. And that's really disappointing because these are the people that should be whispering in the ears of all the Democratic candidates right now and saying, hey, you guys should take this Indiana thing and this Whole Foods thing and make it your own.
Right,
you can
exactly.
Deliver, all the universal coverage, the pre-existing conditions, and cut costs 75%, and then use that money for other important priorities, right? Our infrastructure is falling apart. Mm-hmm. But yet it's not out in the public discourse. So my big goal for the next 2 or 3 years for my life is to make sure these ideas get out there in the public debate so that people will know that there is more than Canada and England as options for us.
Exactly. And I want you coming back regularly, Sean, to keep our audience up to date on this because they need to be educated, need to be aware because there are solutions. And there are, like you say, this is the beauty of the American idea. And the states, the separate states, we're one big grand 50 state laboratory here in different issues of life from immigration to healthcare. You just go on infrastructure, just count it down. And there are, like you say, Indiana, there are some states that are doing this. And what's surprising is that, and especially with Mike Pence as the vice president, that we're not hearing more about what Indiana has done.
Well, I think the Trump administration knew that I assume, I have no idea. I don't have any insider gossip here, but I think they understood that this was going to be a long march that was going to be won with many small victories. Mm-hmm. So I think part of the reason you haven't heard about it is intentional because the people who really believe in single payer or what they're calling Medicare for all now, they're going to just instinctively react against this because they don't think that people are smart enough to run their own lives and be trusted with money. They think the government needs to hand them health care. These poor little people, they're ignorant. And so there's a philosophical divide here, and they instinctively probably would jump all over this, oppose any overt things by the Trump administration. And so I think the Trump administration might be really clever here to try and do this with a bunch of small regulatory changes like they've been doing with prices recently, as you know.
Right. Maybe what they ought to do, Sean, I thought about this. Remember we had the Gang of Eight there for a while. Maybe we ought to have the Gang of 12 in these different areas. We'll have a Gang 12 that'll handle nothing but health care. You guys go work it out. It'll be a bipartisan group of people. And you go work this out. And then come back and report. This way it takes it out of the hands of, specifically Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or Mitch McConnell or anything that is just so hyper-partisan. And we say, look, let's come back with some solutions here. I want you to go to your corners. You guys hammer this stuff out and bring back a report here, within a reasonable amount of time. Same thing for immigration. It's so massive. See, all these things that we're dealing with right now are so massive that it's just, and it's like, oh my God, how do I chew down this elephant? There's just too many pieces to even start with. But if we bifurcate it and we get a smaller group of people, in a sense, just a model here to work at it, I think that potentially could bode well for us.
Well, I think you're right, and it's got to be something like that. And, my role in this and your listeners' role calling into their congressmen, senators, state senators, whatnot, is to make sure that the politicos, those 12, right, that you're suggesting,
right.
Call them the 12 disciples of healthcare.
Exactly.
They will
see,
know
where I'm coming from there, exactly. Right. There's a reason for 12, exactly. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, well, I saw it, right? So basically, you know, the 12 apostles would not have mattered had not the Christ come first and preach the gospel, right? So people need to know what best practice is here. Mm-hmm. And so I want to be a little disciple spreading the best practice, which I did not invent. A bunch of really smart people invented this, figured this out. But we really should be able to cover everyone in the country, the same healthcare system for everyone, you know, not shove the veterans off into one system and the seniors into another and the poor into another, but everyone. Same, a great access to any doctor anywhere, but for 75% less because we get rid of all the middlemen and the BS.
Exactly. Well, and also what it does is it keeps our doctors working, because look what happened with Obamacare. How many good doctors went to the exit doors, you know, when this came down? They said, I'm out of here. I mean, there's no win-win for me here. I'm gonna retire and, you know, and hang up the shingle and, put it away and I'm done. I mean, that's really kind of sad when you think about this is someone's life's work, something they went to school for, they love doing, and because of politics, because of the government, it forced them out of their profession. I mean, to me, as a human being who is respectful of people's work product and their desire to be fruitful and multiply, to have it be compromised like this, I think is shameful.
Well, it is, and from personal experience, my mom was one of those people. She just gave up about 10 years ago because of everything that was happening in healthcare and what she saw coming down the pike with Obamacare. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we constantly hear about having a doctor shortage, right? There would be no doctor shortage if they were still independent business people like they were 50, 60 years ago. And, you know, basically took cash and carry like everyone else, right? Mm-hmm. We don't see an exodus of medical doctors from doing LASIK eye surgery, right? Or plastic surgery or anything that's cash and carry. So you're absolutely right. And then when it gets to the moral part that you're also describing, these people, since it's such a great avocation, it does so much good for the world, they should be pursuing their life dream to help people.
Exactly. And so this is the opportunity that we have, because what single payer and what people are realizing, this is so lose-lose on so many bases. I mean, to think that, first of all, free health care, I think people are kind of figuring out that there's no such thing as free health care. We're going to pay for it. Even Bernie Sanders had to kind of choke that out and spit out the truth reluctantly. But, you know, we'll do it with taxes, you know. So that's what's going to happen. But that set aside is I see a mediocrity of the healthcare industry. Doctors, you know, the good doctors are going to leave. You know, who wants to work in a field where, you know, being mediocre is the best you can be?
Yeah, well, and just in my personal experience being a college professor, over the last 10 years, I've seen a lot of young people who had the grades to go to med school say instead, you know, I'm going to become a physician's assistant or I'm going to become a nurse. Because they know just how awfully the doctors are overworked and treated now. So what this means is a lot of young, brilliant people who should have had all the training and authority to prescribe drugs and everything else that only a medical doctor could do are now in positions where they actually can't treat people very much because they're lower-ranking positions. The whole system's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, Sean, best practice. We got about a minute and a half left. Summarize the best practice concept, if you can, if that's possible, in 90 seconds. Can you do that?
Yes. Okay, so first, we need price tags on everything. If you go into Walmart, if you go into a doctor's office, you should be able to comparison shop ahead of time. That puts pressures on the providers, and we know from the example of LASIK and anything else that's elective right now, that works. Prices will come down dramatically. In addition to that, you need to give people financial security, and you do that with that deductible security. The provider of health insurance, whether, you know, it's the government with the state of Indiana's Medicaid system or your employer in the private sector, gift the money into people's health savings accounts. Gift them the amount of the annual deductible so they've got total financial safety. At that point, those people are going to go into the private sector, see all the price tags. They're going to ask for the lowest prices. There will be competition. Prices fall even more. Exactly. And then it just snowballs. Suddenly, you've got 75% savings system-wide, right? It's not very complicated.
Mm-hmm. And we're not worrying about any kind of health care insurance across state lines or anything like that, right?
Well, that would help in a competitive system, but people forget how regulated insurance is, right? Like, think about how regulated your electricity company is. Even if they brought in another company, if it had the same regulations, it couldn't lower prices anyway.
Exactly. Well, Sean Flynn, healthcare expert, has been with us. He's going to be back because we're going to stay in touch. We're in this fight with you, Sean, so I appreciate all the great work you're doing. His book, The Cure That Works, check it out. Available at all the usual places and linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The confetti is flying in New York City as a parade to honor the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team's World Cup win is underway. This man, who is among the 2 million people lining the parade route in Lower Manhattan, says,
"The costumes, the patriotism, it's incredible."
Along the parade route, New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo just signed a bill to mandate equal pay for men and women soccer players when they play in New York. A New York federal judge is blocking the Department of Justice's actions to change the entire legal team in the citizenship census question case. The judge saying the DOJ failed to provide a reason for changing all the lawyers. The Supreme Court blocking putting that citizenship question on next year's census survey, questioning the reason the government provided. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida. Bill Martinez live.
I know it almost seems that way, like Mission Impossible, trying to get the Republicans and Democrats together. But, ladies and gentlemen, bringing this country back on track, we have to think as one, e pluribus unum. It is about the United States, not the divided states of America. With us right now is Steve Cortez. He is a CNN political commentator. We have lots of things to talk about, Steve, especially your viral video. But before we get to that, a lot of people were going to bed last night and praying that praying about the president's decision to retaliate for the downing of our drone by Iran. And thank God the president asked a very pertinent question. And from what I understand, he asked how many people will die as a result of our attack. And the military brain trust responded, said probably about 150, there will be 150 people dying. And the president says, wait, let's make sure. And even though everything was set in motion for a retaliatory strike, planes were, fueled, ready to go, all the weapons were in place, he decided to pull back at the last second, and thank God.
Yeah, Bill, I couldn't agree more. I mean, quite literally, thank God that we have a leader, who is being in charge of the lethality of the United States military is an awesome responsibility, right? I mean, it truly right. is. And I think that his predecessors have been far too willing to use our American force abroad, and not always really to advance American interests, but to put American lives at risk, not to mention people in other countries. This commander-in-chief was elected, at least in part, to stop those endless wars that we have engaged in now for decades. And so I am really just gratified and proud and impressed with him that he's being judicious. Now, that doesn't mean that he's not tough. Doesn't mean he's not retaliating in other ways. And it doesn't mean that he still, of course, has the option to retaliate with military force, you know, at any point if needed. But I love that he is slow to use American force, that he is slow to intervene abroad, because, again, both of his predecessors, Obama and Bush, in my view, were far too interventionist, were far too willing to use American force, and the cost to America, both in blood and treasure, was staggering.
Exactly.
Part of our 2016 movement, part of America First, was putting our priorities first rather than constant intervention overseas.
Maybe he's channeling Teddy Roosevelt. What do you think? Walk softly and carry a big stick.
Right. No, it could be. And, you know, again, you know, I don't think anyone in the world would doubt the seriousness of President Trump if they were to cross him in a way that that truly threatens America. That his willingness to retaliate, his willingness to be forceful is very real. But again, he's being judicious, and proportionality is so important here. They shot down a drone. Now, that doesn't mean we just, you know, dismiss it. Of course, you know, there has to be a response. But is the response to shooting down an unmanned drone directly intervene in the country of Iran? Well, not necessarily. That might not be proportional. And certainly that's what he has decided, at least for now, that, you know, killing a lot of Iranians is not proportional to them shooting down a drone, again, at least for now.
Exactly. And, Steve, there seems to be a question. The military has insisted that we were in neutral airspace, that we were not over their territory. This has been a consistent insistence on their part. And, of course, you know, those on the left, including your buddy Cuomo, has said, well, you know, how much can we trust the military intelligence corps? After all, they were the ones that said there were weapons of mass destruction. You know, they still come up with that false flag argument. But that's something else for another day. But nonetheless,
it's going to interrupt for a second. What really astounds me about that whole line of reasoning is they're willing to accept any time that the intelligence community says anything, and by the way, half the time this isn't official, it's leaked, of course, but anytime they said something under, and particularly President Obama's intelligence community, that they said anything that in any way maligns President Trump, they are to be believed as if it is gospel truth.
Right.
Whatever they said. But then in this case, no, we can't believe them at all. So, you know, the inconsistency there is really stark.
Well, and the thing, to your point, that is aggravating as well, is Donald Trump will come back and say, look, I got wiretapped at Trump Towers. And because he didn't use the correct language, he was wrong. And wait a minute, we're not having a legal conversation here. We're not in a court of law. But then they find out later on, well, yeah, in fact, whether or not you want to call it wiretapping, spying, or whatever, that President Trump was more right than wrong. But there's no walk back. There's no clarification. And this is why the media is losing credibility. And this tag of fake news, though they don't like it, but it's a shoe that's fitting.
Right, unfortunately. You know, and that is part of it, is the inability for the media to walk anything back, because they have decided, and, you know, I know this might sound extreme, but I think it's the truth. They have decided that Trump is an evil, illegitimate president. They really have. And once you've arrived at that decision, well, then you've lost all objectivity. And because of that, they're unable. They truly are. They're philosophically, personally, viscerally unable to take an objective view of the president. And because of that, they're unable to walk back even when they make mistakes. And they've made them, you know, ad infinitum. And by the way, it's interesting too that, you know, they'll always claim, oh, well, we made a mistake when they get, you know, facts just completely wrong and they're disproven. Things like that crazy BuzzFeed report about the president ordering Michael Cohen. That's just one example of many, ordering him to perjure himself, which was completely dismissed by the Mueller report. But they'll always claim, like, oh, okay, well, we made a mistake. It's interesting, isn't it, Bill, that those mistakes are never in favor of the president. They're always.
Yeah. Well, they, you know, don't you love it? You know, because this is used to drive me nuts with the kids when they were little. They go, well, you know, we say, well, you need to apologize. Okay, well, I'm sorry, but. No, there's no but. You just apologize, you know? And that's what I feel. I feel like a lot with the media is like, well, we're sorry, but, you know, you got to remember the guy lied and he's a liar and all this other stuff. Well, you negated the apology. You're really not sincere.
Right. Right. No, to that point, too, I often, It's funny you say that, because I often think of that, too, about the little kid. What we see the media do so much lately, too, is the whataboutism. Is, okay, well, you know, this might have been bad of the Democrats or the media or the liberals to do, but what about this over here? It's what little kids do. You know, when your children are in trouble, they say, well, my brother did something worse. Right? I mean, that's the knee-jerk response.
Well, yesterday on the Hill, you know, we had all this conversation about, about giving money, you know, to Black America, you know, to give them some retribution here. And my mind is blank here. You know the word I'm looking for.
Right, reparations.
Reparations. And in part, one of the commentators says, well, yeah, it was the Democrats that did all this stuff, but it's the Republicans that are evil. Wait a minute. How do you go from here's the Democrats have done all this stuff, all this bad stuff, and even then, you know, it's like, come on, let's get real. As I was speaking with one of my Black friends, I said, look it. Who's going to give reparations to all the non-Blacks that fought for the freedoms of Black Americans? You know, and he got quiet suddenly, you know.
At that point, I really feel strongly about this issue. It's so disrespectful. I know, you know, obviously the Civil War dead are so long dead that none of us knew them, you know.
Right.
None of us, you know, we, there's no familiarity there. But regardless, it was the bloodiest war in American history. I think it was 500,000 casualties in total.
Mm-hmm.
I think about 300,000 of those, not just casualties, fatalities.
Right.
I think about 300,000 were from the Union North.
Mm-hmm.
Reparations were paid. This country literally bled, you know, was torn asunder to end the evil of slavery. So to me, the reparations were the war that this country went to and paid an enormous price.
Right.
To end that evil. So, you know,
the blood and treasure, and ultimately a president of the United States paid the price.
Too, right.
Right.
I think it's an incredible insult to them and to their intense sacrifice to then say 150 years later, well, wait, we owe more on top of that, you know, on
right.
top of your lives. I think that's just bad. You know, I think it's not just bad policy. I think it's insulting.
Well, it really is. But as you said, if we come into the discussion with fixed ideology, I don't argue that somebody should have some passion about their position. But let's have the conversation. Let's talk about it. And let's do it in a way that doesn't invalidate. I mean, because there were some Black representatives that were there, and the comments from other Blacks was, well, the guy's an idiot. Why? Okay, so see, this is the problem with the left and the right, particularly the left, is they want to weaponize everything. And if they can invalidate you and knock you out of the conversation, somehow they've won, but we haven't solved the problem.
Right. And, you know, listen, you might get this, too. I get that constantly, you know, certainly on social media where there's just
right.
a lot of ugliness. I'm often called Tio Tomas, you know, so Spanish for Uncle Tom.
You too, huh?
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visit. Visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811.
That's 800-978-4811.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen,
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're back with you with CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative, the one and only Steve Cortez. Hey, Steve, let's talk about you're going to be in Miami on Tuesday for the Latino Coalition launch rally, which has got to be incredible because I'll tell you, whether it's Black America or Americans at large, I mean, Donald Trump and his policies have done wonders for minorities across this country, has he not?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I think is greatest about this economic revival of Donald Trump is not just that the growth is faster, that's important, but also that it's broader. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that, most of all, is that people who were left behind during the slow growth era of President Obama, blue-collar workers, are now the ones actually taking the lead in terms of wage growth. And look, everybody's wages are growing, and I want wealthy people's wages to grow and white-collar folks. But the fact is blue-collar wage growth is outpacing white-collar wage growth for the first time in a decade, and very much related to that, Hispanic wage growth.
Exactly.
Vastly outperforming national wage growth. So Hispanics are prospering under this president. It's incredible for our community, and I believe they're going to return the favor politically to him in 2020.
Well, it's disingenuous for those on the left that claim that the tax cuts only help the top 1%, because to your point, and what we've seen in time and memoriam, that a high tide raises all boats. And this is what's happening. All boats are rising, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. And, you know, for those that are seeing money in their bank account, 401ks that they don't have a problem looking at once in a while, which for eight years it was like, oh, they had to wince every time they opened up and saw what was happening with their 401k. Now it's exciting for them. And then you've got people on the left, especially some of these presidential candidates, just out there, you know, spouting what I would call just bold-faced lies, Steve. And what's going to hurt them in the long run is this injures their credibility, just like with the mainstream media. You've got to, you know, look, and I understand politics is all about hyperbole, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a moment when we talk about AOC. But we get it. It's all, but at the end of the day, there's got to be some reference or connection to reality, doesn't there?
Oh, absolutely, too. And you know what? Also, part of what I'm hoping we're going to talk about Tuesday at this rally in Miami to kick off the Latino Coalition for Trump with the vice president is small business. The mm-hmm. Hispanic community, the Hispanic demographic is the most entrepreneurial demographic statistically yes. in America. We love right. to start small businesses, something I'm very proud of, something that's just endemic to our culture. And small business is thriving under this.
Exactly.
And so that also, I think, is part of the excitement and the dynamism that we see. You know, and again, I think that the conditions for prosperity have been created by President Trump. I believe that the Hispanic community is going to return the favor politically with votes mm-hmm. in 2020. And look, he did far better in 2016 than anybody believed he could do among Hispanics. He did better than Mitt Romney had done in 2012. Mm-hmm. If we build on that and we get the Hispanic vote 40% or, you know, north of that into the 40s, it's game over. The Democrats literally cannot win if we have an Hispanic turnout for Trump in the 40s. And key states like Florida, for instance, are
exactly
out of reach.
Look what happened in Orlando, Steve. In Orlando, you got 100,000, 150,000 people buying tickets to be there to see the president for the kickoff of this 2020 campaign. Even the brain trust of the Democratic Party said, we don't have anybody that could fill any arena like that. I mean, so they see the enthusiasm gap widening even all the more now that President Trump has announced the 2020 campaign and has got it underway, and they're freaking out. I mean,
right.
to the point that they're shooting at each other now.
Right, that, you know, for the only people who can fill an arena like that generally are people who can sing or play a sport, right?
Mm-hmm.
This guy can't do either, and yet he has rock star type magnetism. He really does. The excitement and the energy, mm-hmm. you know, it's incredible. Nobody works a crowd like him.
Right.
You know, but more importantly, too, and that's some of the fun and the optics, but more importantly, the substance is that
right.
you know, people believe again in this country. And, you know, to your point earlier, their lived reality is so key. They know
exactly
more money. They know
right.
that if they don't like their job, there's a good chance they can get a better job.
Right.
You know, they know that their kids coming out of school aren't going to just move back into their old room and do nothing. There's opportunity for them,
right.
you know, to actually pay back their student loans and that sort of thing. So the lived reality is improving.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think that a lot of people, even if they're not political in nature, they know that,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to support this president and say, you know what, I want 4 more years of that.
Exactly. Well, Steve, you just said something that's really key, and I hope people understood and grabbed a hold of it. You said substance. The last Democrat to be able to get some enthusiasm and draw a crowd was Barack Obama, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
you know, he said, hope you can believe in. Well, but it came up empty. We got hopeless because the promises he made, whether it was on health care or whatever other issues that he made, it was just like one, you know, failed promise after another. Now you got this president who is not a politician, understandably and thankfully. And what does he know? He makes a promise and says, well, I'm going to follow up on it.
Right.
The Democrats don't know what to do. Nancy Pelosi's brain bruised over this stuff. And it's like, look, your hands are full whether or not it is you want to deal with the border crisis. And you guys want to piecemeal and bifurcate this deal. And like this argument that you had, well, debate, allegedly, that you had the other night on CNN that's gone viral. You know, Cuomo on the surface is a talented guy. But the expression of his talent sometimes, I think, limits his potential because he comes in as an ideologue. And even when he frames the discussion between you and Angela Wright, he's not a mediator. He's already, you know, lighting you up with a introduction that is very much anti your position right from the get-go. And bless your heart, you're taking the bullets to try to have the conversation. But, you know, the big deal here is, first of all, with AOC that people need to understand is that she gets the aspect of social media. Social media, which Trump understands and has worked it very effectively, it's about the headlines. It's about getting attention. But the difference between AOC and Donald Trump is what you said earlier. Substance.
Right.
Is he following up on the headline? AOC gets attention, and then you go to talk to her, and you go, wow, you're messed up. You know, you
right.
go, there's no substance.
Right. You're touching on something important, though. I will say this about it. I think a lot of conservatives tend to just dismiss AOC. I don't dismiss her. She is, now, again, you're exactly right. There's no substance there. And the only policy answers she does have, there's not very many answers, but the answers she does have are completely wrong and antithetical
right.
to America and to our Constitution. However, having said that, you know, to your other point, she's incredibly skilled at social media. She's a
yes.
skilled, you know, attractive communicator. And I think in that regard, she should not be dismissed. You know,
right.
she's been incredibly powerful and persuasive out there. I think that in terms of politics, The two people who are best at social media and best at sort of commandeering the narrative are Donald Trump and AOC.
Yeah.
And in many ways, they're incredibly different, right? You have mm-hmm. young urban Latina, and then you have this, you know, older white man. And certainly philosophically, they couldn't be more disparate.
Right.
But one thing they share in common, other than both being from New York, one thing they share in common is that they're both really absolute experts at commandeering the narrative. Now, in the case of AOC, in this recent instance, I think it backfired on her drastically. You know, as
without a doubt. And then everybody's circling. You know, they're circling around her to protect her. But wait a minute. You know, because the whole issue and what Chris missed on this whole deal is that whether or not you're talking about nationalism or concentration camps. The deal is you got to understand, okay, how are you defining it? Are you defining it connotatively, which is according to the culture, or denotatively according to the dictionary? Now, Angela brought up, you know, she wanted to look at it denotatively, but as you said, look at colloquially and forever, for time in history, people look at the term concentration camp as being quite incendiary and associated, especially when you use associated terms from the Third Reich, you pull it right out of that file, and the claim that somehow it got bleached bit in somewhere in right. the in the communication is beyond me.
No, listen, and let's just be frank here. It's a lie. I mean, mm-hmm. it really is. To presuppose that she meant anything but Nazism, when you use mm-hmm. the phrase concentration camp and the phrase never again in close proximity,
exactly.
the same conversation, You cannot tell any honest person that you mean anything other than Nazism.
Exactly,
it's very clear. And I don't like to, they constantly accuse the president of lying, and I hate when they use that word because I think a majority of the time it's either an opinion or it's a joke. And you know, I think they're far too quick to call him a liar. They don't know his intent, so I don't like to use that phrase often. But in this case, her attempt to try, you know, through linguistic and philosophical gymnastics to try to somehow excuse what she said rather than just own it is really nothing short of a lie. And it's preposterous that the media bent over backwards to try to accommodate her in a way that they would never accommodate a conservative. And by the way,
And speaking of which, from the conservative viewpoint, they have to be careful to understand nationalism. Nationalism, colloquially, means one thing to conservatives, like patriotism. They might look at it as a synonym, but this is where you know, the left will go conveniently to the dictionary and see nationalism as something that, you know, is associated with the Third Reich and other countries that have been you know, driven by their own personal interests at the expense of others. I don't get that with Donald Trump, and I don't get that with this country right now. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Not at all. No, and I do fight back on this point because I do think that they're trying to change the meaning of the word nationalism. And,
exactly.
You know, I'm an American nationalist. I'm very proud to say that I am.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, America first and American nationalism to me are about putting our interests before the interests of multilateral structures, before the interests of other countries. But that is not ugly. It's not retrograde. That's just sensible. And I believe they're trying to conflate nationalism, American nationalism, with what I call ethno-fascism, which is what
exactly.
Did
no, that was a good point.
Axis powers did.
Well, look what happened. You know, we've kicked back and we've let whether it's China, Iran, go on down the list. It's long. You know, that have taken advantage of the country. And President Trump comes in and says, "Hey, the party's over. We're under new management now, right?"
That's right. New sheriff now. Thank goodness.
Exactly. But we got to leave it there as always, Steve. Appreciate the time. All the best for you with Vice President Trump down there in Miami on Tuesday. Take care.
Hey, thanks so much.
CNN commentator and former Trump campaign operative Steve Cortez on Bill Martinez Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the